Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
You know, it makes me think. Alex and I were talking during the break about the big wins for Michigan State and Michigan over the weekend. And that makes me think, what if D'Antonio was in charge of taking on ISIS? What if Jim Harbaugh was in charge of taking on ISIS? You know, a leadership. Because what this country sorely needs is leadership. We were talking about, Professor, and like I said, you know, I don't care. You know, by the way, Professor, what is it you do eat for Thanksgiving?
I just eat cereal.
Good Lord.
Which is exactly what the pilgrims did. They ate cereal.
Yeah, Lucky Charms. It's magically delicious.
Yeah, they ate cereal, but I really...
they ate cereal. That is,
but by the way, Michigan State beat Ohio State, I believe.
Yeah. Little known fact. I'm still stuck on the pilgrims
and
eating
also,
cereal.
My university defeated Ohio State in basketball.
Who's your university?
The University of Texas at Arlington.
Really?
Well, beat Ohio State in basketball.
Well, I knew you taught there. They for real?
Yes.
Wow. But tough weekend for Ohio State.
I know it. But I'm glad that both Michigan State and my university really, really did it this weekend.
You know, it really breaks my heart. It really does.
That's right.
You know, it really does. Yeah, well, you know, I'm serious about the leadership thing, because here's the thing. You know, and I wonder, does he really believe that, does Bernie Sanders might, but Bernie Sanders is, you know, he might have, you know, early onset issues with dementia, you know, because of the goofy things that he says. I don't know. But my point about Barack Obama, does he really believe this, that the number one problem is the fact that the oceans might go up an inch? Because that's really it. You know, the more and more studies that come out, the less and less significant most of this climate change seems to be. Now, they keep trying to, you know, ring the alarm bell. But out in Iowa today, as they're digging out from snow, and Michigan when they're digging out from snow, and Wisconsin, Illinois, from one of the biggest snowstorms in this time of November of all time, and it's 19 degrees in Michigan this morning. I mean, we're not exactly worried about, you know, the rising oceans. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they'll still claim that even intense cold is part of global warming.
Well, of course it is.
You know, part of climate change. And the refutation, of course, is, or the other side will say, well, of course the climate's been changing. It's been changing for millions of years. The question is, what is doing the changing? That's the big issue.
Well, exactly. My point is this. We have no leadership. That's the real problem. There's no leadership. Putin does as he pleases. Hollande, you know, and God bless him, the socialist French president, is the guy who's leading the fight on terrorism now. And he is doing a fine job of pounding ISIS, pounding Raqqa. Now the Russians have joined in. And let me ask you this question, because I'm curious about this. The no-fly zone thing. You hear Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, and hey, we have to have a no-fly zone. Why, Professor? ISIS doesn't own one single airplane, not so much as a Cessna.
That's right.
Why do we need a no-fly zone?
We could get in trouble with Russia very
quickly. Why would anybody suggest it? Unless,
so a lot of the, quote, leaders talking, and I agree with you about leadership, they're very reckless in some ways. They talk tough, and they're very reckless, and if they did something like this, they'd really get people in trouble. So it's interesting that President Obama talks about, well, they're not a great threat to us. And yet, on the other hand, he and his allies are also very, very reckless in what they say. I'm using allies, meaning Hillary Clinton.
No,
by the way, in regard to terror, it is not just terror that we have to be afraid of. There's a huge cultural shift that is taking place through immigration into this country. And there's nothing wrong with different cultures coming in. But if the culture alienates us and pulls us away from the great freedoms and liberties that we've had, there is a big difference. And that, I think, is beginning to happen very, very much. I read a poll yesterday that something like 40% of millennials do not believe in free speech if it offends minorities. And by the way, I've run into this very, very, very often, that there are some things you can't say. I've had people argue that many of the immigrants that come in, and they're talking primarily about Muslim immigrants who come in, they're just like everybody else. They go to Blackboard, they're playing with their phones, they do video games, they go to football and baseball games, and that is true. In a superficial way, that is true. But they will countenance no criticism or laughter at what they deem very, very sacred. And I'm not saying a person ought to do that. Sacrilegion can hurt people very, very much. But on the other hand, it's also part of our freedom. And I believe that is being changed very, very radically in this country.
Well, and that's a big problem because the point is, it's not about protecting the easy thing. It's about protecting the hard thing, the minority viewpoint.
Exactly.
That's what freedom of speech is about. It's not about, you know, coddling the masses.
That's
the masses
right.
always get their chance to say what they want. It's about, you know, smaller groups of people, maybe Jewish people, maybe Islamic people.
And by the way, other minority groups are... They take the criticism very, very well. Almost every month or so on some program or some movie or some comedy show, I see various religions being mocked and scorned and laughed at in a different way, and nobody yells about it. Think of Mormons with that play that used to be on Broadway. I don't think it's there anymore, called The Book of Mormon. It was very satirical. It was, you know, laughter. Think about that with some other religions. I mean, it just could not happen. So the Mormons took it correctly and went on about their life. Jewish people have been mocked. Christians are mocked almost every day. But you better not mock at least some religions.
But on this program, the only thing we mock, generally speaking, are, well, vegetarians.
That's right.
See, you know, those that eat cereal on Thanksgiving.
I am deeply offended.
Yeah, and clearly, well, you know, here's the thing. I think in a good political discourse and a good comedy show as well, you need to be offended. You need to crowd, you know, the norms to get people, you know, uncomfortable. That's part of the beauty of it.
But that is changing dramatically in this country. And that is, I think, maybe even something greater than terrorism, because it's changing who we are, changing the country. So when President Obama says, and other people say in regard to immigrants coming in, it's who we are. We can't do this.
It's not who are we. You know, here's the thing.
And I would say back to President Obama, but what you're doing is changing who we are.
Exactly true. Professor, go fight the good fight, my friend, and have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the Lucky Charms.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
There you have it. Alan Sachs, everybody, professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Seriously, what do you do on Thanksgiving if you can't have turkey and ham and, my God, bacon of some sort? It just, that seems un-American to me. We'll be right back.